Welcome to PCS Caregiving, where we discuss a variety of caregiver issues and how helping professionals can better serve military families as they PCS from their role as a spouse, friend, partner, or loved one to a caregiver. I'm your host, Rachel Browner. Join us each episode as we feature unique caregiver issues, tips, strategies, resources, and subject matter experts on this PCS caregiving journey. For those of our listeners that are not familiar with the military acronym PCS, it stands for Permanent Change of Station, and the term is commonly used in the military as service members and families transition to different duty stations. But we're using it in the context that can be useful in describing the transition military caregivers experience as they care for wounded warriors or individuals with special health care needs. Hey guys, the topic of this month's episode is parental rights and responsibilities, and we'll be focusing on the role of parents or guardians of individuals with special needs within the special education system. Today I'm joined by Dr. Lakshmi Mahadevan from Texas A&M University. Dr. Mahadevan is an associate professor and extension specialist in special populations. Her area of expertise includes career assessment, post-secondary options for individuals with special needs, special education, and multicultural career counseling. Dr. Mahadevan has over 10 years of experience in conducting face-to-face and online professional development with educators in Texas addressing various special population-related issues, particularly students with disabilities and English language learners.
Hello, everyone. Today, we are going to talk about parental rights, and these are rights in conjunction with a child who is eligible for or currently receives special education services in public school. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act has spelled out several rights for parents, but often as parents, when we have a child who is about to enroll in special education or you believe needs special education services, we begin to worry about what is our role, what do we have to do. We don't often think about the fact that there are certain things that have been laid out for us that are called procedural safeguards within the law that we can protect ourselves and our children with. So as a parent or a guardian of a child with special education or in special education, I really want you to think about your rights and make sure that you are aware of using those rights and asserting them while you go through the special education process. So first of all, I want you to know that you have the right as a parent or a guardian to request and obtain an independent educational evaluation or an IEE of your child. What that means is if you suspect that your child has a disability and you believe that your school should be offering services and you don't really trust or have not seen that the school has done enough evaluation of your child, you actually can request or obtain one for your child independently. The next right that I want you to be aware of is receiving prior written notice, and this is often at least 2 weeks ahead of time, on matters relating to the identification, evaluation, or placement of your child, and the provision of what is called free and appropriate public education to your child. What that means is any child who is enrolled in public school has the right to receive a free and appropriate public education. The appropriate aspect of special education is critical. Your child receives specific educational services that lend themselves to appropriateness, accommodations, modifications, etc., that are spelled out by special education. The next right you want to be aware of is that you are allowed to participate in meetings related to identification, evaluation, and placement of your child, as well as the provision of the free and appropriate public education they receive. What that means is you are able to attend, participate, be informed of individualized education program meetings or IEP meetings. These are often held at least 3 times a year. They're held as an admission time, they're held at review time, as well as at a dismissal time. And anytime your child is about to be enrolled in a course, they might have an IEP meeting for that, or any changes happen with your child's curriculum, the IEP meeting is held and you are asked to attend and represent your child. The right of parents to receive a complete explanation of all these procedural safeguards is part of an IDEA, and the procedures are actually in the state for allowing you to present complaints. So do be aware that these procedural safeguards are something you want to be able to ask an explanation of and access. In this podcast, we will give you some links to these procedural safeguards so you can download it and have it as a resource for you. Another thing that you as a parent is reassured of, or as a guardian is reassured of, is confidentiality. You also have the right as a parent to inspect and review the educational records of your child. Now, parents do have the right to give or deny their consent before the school takes certain actions with your child. So this means that if the child's school or teacher or IEP team decides to change their class setting, they are required to ask you and you are required to deny or give them the permission. Now, you also have the permission in an IEP meeting, for example, to agree or disagree with decisions that were made by the school on different issues. And finally, I want you to be aware that IDEA or Individuals with Disabilities Education Act has several built-in mechanisms for helping you to resolve disputes. This means you have the right to appeal. You have the right to appeal different decision-making. You have the right to mediate between the child and the school. And you also have the right to ask for external counsel or help in different from different professionals to help you in ensuring that your child receives a free and appropriate public education in the school. Again, go back to the podcast and download some of the notes that we provided for you with this. And do let us know if you have additional questions. Thank you.
For more information on special education information, IEPs, 504s, and becoming a better advocate for your loved one, we have several online resources for providers and family caregivers. Simply go to militaryfamilieslearningnetwork.org and search for special needs provider caregiver resources in the search toolbox. And as always, don't forget to connect with us via our Military Families Learning Network as we engage military family service providers and educators in the exchange of experiences and research to enhance professional impact and encourage professional growth at militaryfamilieslearningnetwork.org. Support for the Military Families Learning Network is from the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Office of Military Family Readiness Policy, U.S. Department of Defense.